what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the podcast. You know me by now, hopefully. My name is Manuel. This is a Stretch Goose podcast. Thank you all for jumping on and hearing me for however long I go. And we're going to open up with a little bit of celebrity crying, if you will. This is from Eric Doherty. Selena Gomez, I guess, is really uptight about all the immigration and stuff that's been going on, the ICE raid, you know, ICE raids and all that. So she's expressing her concern.
Say that I'm so sorry. All my people are getting attacked. The children. They don't understand. I'm so sorry. I wish I could do something, but I can't. I don't know what to do. I'll try everything I promise.
Well, keep crying, Selena, because you're not going to do anything and you're just trying to get your clicks and your likes and your shares and your views. That's all Selena is doing. And, yeah, I mean, she could go to Mexico with them instead of crying about not knowing what to do. She could go in solidarity. She could go live over there. She absolutely could, but she won't because it's way too fucking good over here, guys. Way too good over here in America. And they all know it. When will these kids ever learn, as they say? From Soap Central, Wendy's is rolling out the artificial intelligence drive-thrus at nearly 100 locations. We're not going to have any jobs left by 2030, though. That's what I'm thinking is going to happen. Wendy's is speed running its way to a tech first reality with the rollout of its generative artificial intelligence system called, drumroll please, Wendy's Fresh AI. This move is designed to level up both customer and crew experience, simplifying the ordering process while cranking up efficiency. No more. Can you repeat that moment? Oh, really? This is going to solve all our problems? All right. The fast food giant has now set its sights on trimming drive-through wait times by a whole 22 seconds. Because we all know, guys, we all fucking know the drive-through is no longer driving through. It's like a 5-minute fucking ordeal, sitting in a line. You got nowhere else to go because all the cement's in the way, and you just have to eat shit while the douchebag in front of you orders for 20 people when he's all by himself. This is supposedly going to solve this problem. Of course, the spokesman for Wendy's, speaking with the U.S. Sun, claimed the brand is leading the pack when it comes to speed and satisfaction for the customer. Importantly, Wendy's has clarified that Fresh AI is designed to be an assistant, not a replacement, to human crew members. I don't know about all that. And of course, there is an animation here on this article. I guess it looks like all they do is suggest a couple of things, like you're talking to your Siri, for example, and it gives you the list and all that stuff. All right, well, let's see if this shit catches on. Of course, naturally, the internet has its own thoughts. Social media users couldn't resist roasting the initiative, with many joking about AI taking over the world and jobs in the future. Meanwhile, others are just relieved they don't have to deal with grumpy ass humans at the drive-thru. Agreed. There's so many douchebags out there. So let's just say that this is the future, and we'll see what happens. Okay, on to the richest this article, I didn't even know. I didn't even know M. Night Shyamalan was still working, but apparently he is. He's had many films that have gone almost nowhere recently. And I guess he sued Apple for copyright. He won $81 million. He is cleared of all accusations in a copyright trial after a jury unanimously ruled that his Apple TV series Servant did not plagiarize Francesca Gregorini's 2013 film, The Truth About Emmanuel. The jury reviewed The Truth About Emmanuel and three episodes of Servant before deciding there was no copyright infringement, ending the five-year legal battle. The two-time Academy Award nominee has built a career on psychological horror, earning over $3.3 billion at the global box office. He wins the case. He did not steal, and he gets to keep making movies. Good for him. Good for him. Of course, the Italian filmmaker alleged that Servant lifted key narrative elements from her 2013 thriller drama, The Truth About Emmanuel. The film follows a woman treating a baby doll as her child, with a nanny enabling the delusion. The indie drama, headlined by Jessica Biel and Kaya Scolarini, made its debut at Sundance, but flopped at the box office, just making a dismal $226 in LA and a laughable $9 from one ticket in Philadelphia. So nobody saw the fucking movie. And I'm assuming they were just trying to make their budget from the movie. It was $81 million. I'm assuming that's what they spent on it. Either way, M. Night gets to keep making dumb fucking films and TV shows, and whoopsie daisy to that. This is from the Daily Mail. Unfortunately, in the UK, you are not allowed as a police officer to say blacklist or black sheep. Can't be racist over there. Police have been told not to use those terms. The Bedfordshire Police and the Hertfordshire and Cambridgeshire constabularies have created a diversity, equity, inclusion reference guide for their officers and staff. The 9-page document, which was published online last year and reported last night by The Telegraph, also stated that black mark was no longer deemed acceptable as part of expressions that use black in a negative way. Oh my gosh. So no more black tires then? Is that what we're doing? Anything along these words, the guide called on officers to use gender neutral language, such as pregnant person rather than pregnant woman, while it advised against using Christian-centric language such as faith. Oh, these guys are going down to hell. I mean, this is, are we going too far with this shit? Or is it just the UK being retarded? I mean, I know that there are some people out there that says that gender and sex are different, and we're going to get into that. Maybe. But only women get pregnant, right? So why would you say pregnant person? I mean, there's no, unless it's a transgender girl, which wanting to be a boy, if it was a girl wanting to be a boy and a transition that way and they got pregnant, then I guess the boy would have the baby. But then that would just be stupid because it's not real. That's fantasy land. But of course, back to what they're doing in the UK, and the reference resource for staff and officers handout said gender is a social construct relating to behavior and attributes. There is a wider range of gender identities than just boy and girl. The guide covers concepts such as racial, microaggressions, and white fragility, which is defined as a state in which some white people are unable to cope with or process the information they receive about racism. That's white fragility? Let me read that definition again. A state in which some white people are unable to cope with or process the information they receive about racism. So if I don't agree with your bullshit, I'm struggling with my white fragility. Huh. All right. Well, I mean, I know, don't let the American tell you guys how to do your job. Officers are also reminded to refrain from generalizations such as older people, people grumpy and boring, and women in their 50s as being menopausal. So don't call people grumpy or boring, and don't say that a woman is menopausal. Got it. So what do you call a grumpy dude? What do you call grumpy people? Psychos? I don't get this. And of course, this is completely written by a black man. Go figure. All right. His name is Festus Akinbozue, the UK's first black police and crime commissioner and former police and crime commissioner for Bedfordshire Constabulary, called the guidance utterly mad. He questioned why the term whitewashing was not signaled out for criticism, but the terms blacklist, black sheep, black mark are. Quote, was this to have been brought to my attention while serving as police and crime commissioner, I would have asked questions as to the necessity and limited inclusivity of this inclusion document, he said. James Esses, a psychotherapist and campaigner who posted screenshots of the guidance on X, said, I think it is utter madness that in all the years we have seen the harms that this woke ideology has done, that this is being sent to the police officers. A spokesman on behalf of the three forces told The Telegraph, we can confirm that this information has been made available as part of online diversity, equity, inclusion reference guide for officers and staff. Our forces serve diverse communities, and we are pleased to have an inclusive, culturally intelligent workforce and invest in training to develop this ethos across our workforce. The information we have issued aims to provide guidance to help our officers and staff identify differences in our communities and treat the public we serve with respect. We regularly review such guidance to ensure. This sounds like this whole fucking thing reads like a goddamn IKEA manual that you just can't put the fucking furniture together. This is retarded. I mean, if you're a police force, you're there to stop crime and crime alone. It could be, it doesn't matter if it's a white dude, a black dude, Mexican, brown. It doesn't matter what the color is. It doesn't matter what the mind. It's so stupid that we're going to go to the criminal and say that we are using softer language around you because we don't want you to get offended with racism, even though you just chopped that dude's head off, put it in the freezer, and ate the brains throughout the, you know, for lunch every day for over a year. We're going to give you softer language so you don't get offended, criminal. I mean, what are we fucking doing in this world where this is the fucking norm now? Wow, this is ridiculous. Anyway, I find it stupid. Let me know in the comments down below what you think about what the UK is up to with this gigantic, ridiculous article from the Daily Mail. Oh my goodness. All right, guys. I'm hoping that everybody that is listening to me is married, because this is from A&P And it is titled Careers That Ruin Marriages, 11 Jobs with High Divorce Rates. So if you have one of these jobs, guys and girls, you need to work on your lives. Moving in. Let's do it. Let's do it. All right. Number one, guys. Here we go. Rolling machine setters, operators, and tenders. Rolling machine setters have to deal with a lot of heavy machinery, turning materials into parts, and practically everything. It's physically demanding and time-consuming and involves long shifts or even mandatory overtime. This leaves little time for family activities and simply unwinding together, which drives a wedge. So basically a job that takes up 99% of your time. All right. Switchboard operator. Wow, that shit doesn't go. That's an old one. This is a current article, too. Yeah, nope. Bartending. Bartenders are night owls, and they have to mix drinks while talking to patrons well into the early hours. This kind of schedule isn't exactly conducive to a typical family routine. Anyone working a 9-to-5 will struggle to find time to socialize with their bartending partner, and it's easy to start feeling jealous of the customers. After all, they get to have conversations with your loved ones when you don't. Okay, so bartending, I can see that because he's socializing with a bunch of half-dressed, drunk-ass girls. I get that. I get that. And vice versa. All right. Gaming manager. So you got the casino. Casino guys. Okay, that's the same thing. I can see that as well. Because you're working with people, minor flirtations, long hours, running the tables. Gambling addictions can always be an issue as well. I get that one too. Flight attendant, because they're never home. I get that one. Textile knitting and weaving and machine. So making clothing. Work long hours, produce the fabrics we all use, and this job requires a lot of attention to detail. You also have to stand or sit for long periods, which can be exhausting. Oh, okay, so you know time in because you're so tired. I get that. Telemarketer, those fucking douchebags that call you to sell you bullshit, and they spend hours on the phone with a script trying to get you to buy something. Those fuckers deserve to be divorced. Moving on. Massage therapist. You don't think that being a massage therapist would involve chilling out? Sadly not. The truth is they often have to work evenings and weekends because that's when clients are free. After a day of back-to-back sessions, it's hard to find the energy for a family game night or romantic dinner. This can create tension. I didn't think of it that way. I guess so. Nurses, medical field, yeah, police officers, yeah. Yeah, corrections officers, you're doing long hours, you're dealing with the uglies, I get that. Entertainers, dancing, choreography, all that stuff, same thing, long practice, lots of script reading, yeah, I can see that too. And that, guys, is it. Of course, if you want to stay in those careers, you're going to have to be single. There's no other way around that one. So, that is the roundup for now. And we are going to do this. I got a bitch session. Actually, a little bit of a bitch session. All right, guys. Let's have this. Let's have it. Okay. I know that everybody is out and about trying to get through the day. I know. I know everybody is trying to get whatever they need. I get it. I know everybody hates everybody. You're a Trump supporter. We hate you. You're a Democrat. We hate whatever you support. Blah, blah, fucking blah. I just got to say that you got to be polite, man. That's just all it is. You just got to be polite. Everybody's going to hate everybody. Everybody's going to disagree. Let's just say that. Everybody will disagree. Everybody will. And I'm just so tired of dealing with people that basically want to have a fist fight. It's really, it's ridiculous. And I'm in a profession where I'm dealing with this shit all the time. I see it. It's always in my vicinity. And I see this a lot. Arguing over a fucking toilet paper holder, you know? If we want this nation to grow and we want this nation to be better, we really need to come together locally. We really need to come together in our communities and worry about what's right in front of us. Like, let's just be real. Who gives a shit what Donald Trump is doing right now? In the grand scheme of things, everything that he does directly affects you, I would say 5%. Let's just be honest, guys. He's not going to lower the price of eggs right away. You're just going to have to deal with it. I know there's a lot of people making that point. Well, he said he'd do it in 24 hours. You're going to have to budget. You're going to have to hunker down. You're going to have to deal with it. And there's nothing you can do about it unless you want to leave the country and go live somewhere else. He's not bringing down inflation anytime soon. Just going to have to, I mean, it's just the reality of it. And this complaining and this pushing and the shoving and all this arguing and fist fighting and just road rage incidents seen on the news, you know, guys wrecking cars, blowing shit up. You guys, if you want to get through these 4 years, you're going to have to figure out what's important and prioritize it. Otherwise, you're just going to be eating shit all day and being mad at yourself, and your blood pressure is just going to go up. I mean, that's just the way it's going to be. You just chill the fuck out, guys. Chill the fuck out. And that's all it is, man. And I know, my rants are as incoherent as it gets. They're all over the place. Sometimes they make no sense. But this one, as all over the place as it is, the main point, chill out, guys. Take a breath. We'll get through this. And that is my message to all Americans. All Americans. Just get through it. And then in 4 years, you're going to get to vote on a real politician. I know everybody says real politician. So let's be kind. Let's just say that. Let's just be kind to each other. That's it. That's it, guys. Thank you all for listening. Please like it, share it, subscribe to it, write a 5-star review, and I will see you tomorrow. Later.